Audio description of Suddenly the Lake by Rosalie Gascoigne. This work, Suddenly the Lake, was created by Rosalie Gascoigne in 1995. She used a number of materials, including FSC-coated plywood foam board, painted galvanized iron sheet, and painted plywood. The installation has four parts, and they cover a total area of about 1.5 meters in height and 4 meters across. It is from the National Gallery of Australia collection. Suddenly the Lake is made up of four panels on mixed materials. The panels have the same height, but different widths. The two on the left are skinny rectangles of approximately the same breadth. The third is the broadest, and the last panel on the right is somewhere between, creating a sense of balance. The paintings show shapes in grey, blue, white, and deep rust red. The images are abstract, but also reminiscent of landscapes and natural forms. They are also exquisitely textured. Some sections are pitted plywood, some are smooth foam board, and some show the patterns of luster and dullness that characterize a metal alloy. The first panel on the left shows two irregular semicircles of russet, scratched and dented so that wood chip shows through. One is in the upper third of the rectangle, and it is more brown than red. The other curve is in the lower third of the painting, and its color is warmer, redder. Above each semicircle, there is a band of foam, painted white, with faint patches of blue. Though the shapes are bold and the style is non-naturalistic, this could be a view of distant water between two hillsides. The second rectangle is roughly the same size as the first. A sheet of galvanized iron takes up its lower two-thirds. Its surface is mottled grey and denim blue, with hints of dull brown rust, more prominent on the left side. The upper third is another thick band of white with patches of blue in the upper left. Perhaps it could be a sky over still water. The third part is the broadest. Two large right-angled triangles of russet brown dominate this section. The one on the left is slightly taller and redder, as if nearer. The one on the right is shorter and more brown, as if further away. They seem to overlap near the bottom of the rectangle, and the angle between them forms the lower limits of another triangle. This one looks almost equilateral, and it has the same mingled blue and grey coloration of the painted sheet metal. In the upper third, there is another band of foam painted white with barely there scraps of blue. This could be another perspective on a lake between two steep banks under an overcast sky. Looking across the first three paintings, a visual language emerges. Abstract forms come to resemble a landscape, prodded into recognizable shapes by the title, Suddenly the Lake. The final panel challenges this interpretation. Two quarter circles of deep rust red cover the lower three quarters of the image. One seems to be in front of the other. Near the base, it turns inward, contracting in a way no hillside ever could. Above them is a familiar skyscape of white, underlaid with blue. This is the end of the audio description.